And when you find yourself worrying, do you start making up stories, telling yourself? You start telling yourself, like, this will never work out. Things are never going to work out. I'm never going to be able to fix this, or I'm never going to be able to do this, or things are never going to be okay. Or do you tell yourself, I'm not going to be okay? Things, not just things aren't going to be okay, but somehow I'm not going to be okay, and things are just falling to pieces. And then when you find yourself telling your stories, telling those stories, then do you find that you start doubting yourself? You start doubting your own capability and your own abilities and say, I'm never going to be able to do this. I just don't have what it takes. And then when you get that whole story going on, what happens then is we stop trusting ourselves, and we stop trusting life, and we stop trusting God. In fact, most of the time, God never even comes into our thinking in those moments. You know, I read something the other day, and it was something about, in order to step out of that fear, you have to start trusting God more than you trust your own ego. Boy, how hard that is sometimes. Exactly. You know, I know that all of us want to move through our lives and the things that are going on in our lives with a sense of peace. And we want to have that sense of peace that comes out of knowing that things are going to be okay, that things are going to work out. We want to rest assured that things are going to be okay, and not just are they going to be okay, but they actually are okay. We want to rest assured that we are going to be okay. And not just be okay, but that we are okay. That's what we really want. Even when the world is crazy, even when things are tumultuous, we want to know that we're okay and things are okay. Even when things are tumultuous in our relationships or in our homes or in our families or in our places of work or in our political system or in the world, we still want to have that sense of peace that really all is well and everything's going to work out and be okay. We want to have that kind of confidence, confidence that things will work out, and actually the confidence that things are actually working for good, that good is what's going to come out of it at the end. We want to live with an optimistic attitude as opposed to a pessimistic attitude. And so I have a story to tell you. It says, there were once two identical twins. They were very much alike in every way but one. One was a hope-filled optimist who only ever saw the bright side of life, and the other one was a dark pessimist who only saw the downside of every situation. The parents were so worried about the extremes of optimism and pessimism in their boys, they took them to see the doctor. He suggested a plan. On their next birthday, give the pessimist a shiny new bike, but give the optimist only a pile of manure. It seemed fairly extreme to the parents, an extreme thing to do, but after all, they'd always treated their boys equally. But in this instance, they decided to go ahead and try what the doctor suggested. So when the twins' birthday came around, they gave the pessimist the most expensive, top-of-the-line racing bike that a child ever owned. And when he saw the bike, the first words out of his mouth were, "I'll probably crash and break my leg." To the optimist, they gave a carefully wrapped box of manure. He opened it, looked puzzled for a moment, and then ran outside screaming, "You can't fool me where there's this much manure. There's got to be a pony." What I positively know for sure is that the nature of life is to unfold, to express, to expand in ever fuller and greater ways. And that life and everything in life is that infinite love intelligence of the universe unfolding itself. It's an infinite intelligence that intelligence is unfolding itself through your life and through my life and through this world and through the things that look like chaos and confusion and disharmony. That presence is unfolding itself in a greater way through all of that. And so today I'm talking about that presence is unfolding, evolving itself as this material world. And I'm talking about having an optimistic attitude, expecting the good. And that when we have that optimistic attitude and when we expect the good, it brings us a sense of peace. And it gives us a sense of confidence, confidence in ourselves, confidence in our own abilities, and confidence in life itself. And that attitude then opens us up to receiving even more good. Because what happens is in that optimism and in that expectation of good, we shift our consciousness. We move our consciousness and we move our energy so that we are in alignment with that good that we seek. And when we're in that alignment, then we are open to receiving that good to a greater degree. We allow it to unfold easier in our lives. And so Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, in 365 Days of Richer Living says, "It is divinely natural to be positive, optimistic, and expectant of good. These are the bases of healing, and they are the way that God works through me." That is the basis of healing, expecting the good. That's how God unfolds through you and through me and through everything, because we are more open, because we match that vibration so it's able to come into our lives. We live in this energy field of infinite potential. We live in this field of boundless good. And our thinking and our feeling either draw that good into our lives or they repel it from us according to how we are thinking and how we are feeling. And so when we are pessimistic, when we are negative, it actually keeps us from seeing that potential. It actually keeps us from being aware of and even seeing the options and the possibilities and the choices. It's kind of like pulling down the shades in a room. The bright light, it can be bright as can be outside, but when we have those shades down, we can't see the light. Our pessimism and our negative thinking don't allow us to see the possibilities and to see the potential. But when we are optimistic and when we are expectant of good in our life, when we have faith that things are going to work out, not just going to work out, but that they are working out now, and this is part of the process of them working out, it's like lifting the shades up. We lift the shades up, then we are bathed in the light. Then the light fills our space and fills where we are. And so the title of my talk today is Positively Positive. What I am positively positive about is that God is for us. And if God is for us, then life is for us. What I am positively positive about is that God is good, that life is good, and that it is for good. Everything is for good, leading us to greater good. And so my job then is to tell myself the truth when I find myself worrying. When I find myself making up stories about the future that I can't possibly know are true, that always are about how negative it's going to be or how it's not going to work out, my job in those moments is to tell myself the truth. God is for me. Life is for me. God is good and life is good. This is leading to good. That's my job. That's your job, to tell yourself that when you find yourself making up those stories. Ernest Holmes says, "Whatever we think, believe, feel, visualize, image, read about, talk about, are going into our subjective, our subconscious state of thought. Whatever goes out into that subjective state of thought tends to return to us as some condition. We are always setting the law in motion so that it unfolds those experiences in our life according to our thoughts and our beliefs and what we are focused on and what we are telling ourselves and the running dialogue that we have going on. That is the law of attraction and the law of repulsion. And so worrying and catastrophizing and storytelling draws to us the negative things that we worry about. And I think even more than it draws to us, what it does is it repels the good that is available from actually making its way to us. We block it from coming in. Our negative thinking blocks it from coming in. Esther Hicks says, worrying is using your imagination to create something you don't want. Using your imagination to create something you don't want. And so in order to change your negative thinking, in order to change those stories that you're telling yourself, it begins with mindfulness. That means simply paying attention to what it is you're thinking. Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself. It means you have to be aware of your thinking and to notice when you start telling yourself a story. And to recognize, here's the thing also, that that story that you're telling yourself is really your ego talking. It's your ego trying to keep you out of harm's way. That's its job. And then one of the biggest ways that it does that is through fear. It's trying to keep you out of harm's way. Your spirit is always going to take you into expansion and into fuller living and into deeper satisfaction and into thriving. And that is not necessarily what your ego is going to do. It's going to keep you safe at all costs, whether that means never changing and never doing anything new. And that's the whole voice of fear. What if? What if? It wants to keep you safe. And so when you find yourself doing that, you have to stop and tell yourself the truth. The truth with a capital T. I am safe. Will you say that with me? I am safe. Life is for me. Life is for me. I have everything that I need now. I have everything that I need now. All is well.
All is well.
Do you want to say them again?
Sure.
I am safe.
I am safe.
Life is for me.
Life is for me.
I have everything I need.
I have everything I need.
All is well.
All is well.
Because you know what? It is. And if you need to create a specific affirmation for some challenge that you're going through in your life, create one that specifically addresses that thing. And if you don't know how to, talk to one of the practitioners here. They're happy to help you create a powerful affirmation that you can use. And start telling yourself that when you start telling yourself those scary stories. This is fascinating. The more that we give ourselves positive messages, the more the fear and the anxiety naturally fall away. The more we use affirmations, the less negative thinking we have and the less pessimistic we are. It falls away. It's because of this thing called brain plasticity. What that means is that our brains rewire themselves. And so positive and life-affirming thoughts create new neural pathways in our brains. And the more we use those positive affirmations and those affirming thoughts, and the more we have faith, the more those pathways get used, and the easier it is then for our brain to use those pathways and to follow those. And then the ones with the negative thinking that we're no longer using actually start dissipating and start disappearing. They fade. That's called synaptic pruning. We don't use those synapses anymore. The ones we're using with the affirmations become stronger. The ones we're not using become weaker until they fade away. And so in this book, Making Life Easy, How the Divine Inside Can Heal Your Body and Your Life, by Christine Northrup, she's a medical doctor, she talks about this. She says, the same brain remodeling that happens as a result of choosing the thought that makes you feel better can happen when you start to live from a place of faith rather than fear. It's that whole, quote, neurons that fire together, wire together thing again. Faith-based thoughts of safety and security actually mold your brain and body to be more calm and peaceful. They mold your brain and your body. And the more you think and repeat these kinds of thoughts, the more the old wiring of fear and terror melt away. She gives an example. When you start creating neural connections associated with positive thoughts like, I feel safe and secure and connect with the healing power of divine love, then the negative thought patterns, I'm terrified I'll get cancer just like my mother, they start to wither and die. And more than that, you begin to attract circumstances that reflect that new belief. And so it's like a path in the woods. The more you follow that same path, the easier the path gets to walk. It becomes deeper and it becomes wider and it becomes easier. And the less you walk a path, and when you quit walking a path, it starts getting overgrown until pretty soon it disappears. That's what happens in our brains. And then we don't even have to try. It just becomes the natural way that our brains are working. And so as we use those affirmations, what that means then is that fear and doubt and worry lose their grip on us. They begin to fade away. And so my invitation to you is to trust yourself. You have so much wisdom inside of you, guided by that infinite intelligence. Trust yourself and trust life and trust God. God is on your side. And life is for your thriving and for your success and for your fulfillment. That's what you came here to do. And know that every single time a challenge comes up in your life, whether it's a challenge in your own personal life or the things that seem challenging in this world, they are always an avenue for that presence to unfold in a new and a more powerful and a grander way. They are always an avenue for that and always an opportunity for that. And when we recognize that it's an opportunity, we open ourselves to allow that to happen. When we worry and fret and say this is never going to work, we close ourselves off from allowing that to happen. And recognize when you're telling yourself a story, when you're being pessimistic, when you're being a defeatist, or when you're catastrophizing. And know that that's just your ego trying to keep you safe. And then tell yourself the truth. God is for me. Life is for me. All is well. Because it is. Because the divine is at the center of it, unfolding through it for your good. And then when you know that, you'll be moving through the challenges and the situations in your life because they're going to happen. It's part of the growth process. You'll be moving through those things then with greater peace and with greater ease and with more confidence. And so blessings to all of you on this path of awakening, on this path of unfolding your own spirit, on this path of creating your most wonderful life. Blessings to all of you. Thank you. And welcome back, Tina and Bob. So nice to see you. And so I invite you right now to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and so how good it is to recognize that infinite presence. How good it is to recognize that, yes, indeed, it is right where I am at every single moment in my entire life. For it is truly the only presence and the only power and the only life and the only energy and the only intelligence and the only love, the only one that there is. It is this one that is in and through and around every single thing. It is that whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. It is that presence right here that is animating me and that is animating my life, and that is my life and it is your life, for it is life itself. And so I recognize right now that as each and every single one of us is walking this path, that yes, indeed, we are led and we are guided by that one love intelligence of the universe. That it is guiding us into perfect decisions and perfect choices and perfect actions. That as we walk this path, we are absolutely evolving ourselves and we are evolving life all around us. For we listen within to that guidance, and we listen within to that intuition, and we listen within for the answers and the solutions and the new ways. And how blessed we are in this life, for we have the infinity of God at our disposal. Because not only is it all around us, but it is within us. Not just within at the very center of our being, but it is within every single cell of our bodies, that we live in this love intelligence and that it lives in us. And so I know right now that it is unfolding itself as a life that is filled with blessings. It is unfolding as a life that is filled with opulent good, with blessings and with peace and harmony and love. And not only is that presence unfolding within us as that, but it is unfolding within our homes and within our places of work and within our families and within our schools, within this country, as that which is evolving ever a greater good. And so today we stand in this presence and we stand in this good. And we look to it, and we look for it, and we live in high expectation of it. And as we do that, we open a way for it to flow into our lives. And so it does. And it is with a heart filled with gratitude for this truth that I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us in the most spectacular ways. For that law of life says yes, as we say yes. And so today we claim that good and we say yes. And I say thank you, life. Thank you, God. Thank you, all that is. And I release this prayer and I let it be. And I say, and so it is.